This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis le'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also the schus refuah shalem v'kol chayam Yisrael, also the schus kalam Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. We're talking about Shavuos Hadayanim, people who claim that they don't have testimony to say in Beis Din, and yet they really do. And he makes them swear, and they're chayev to bring a carbon because they swore falsely. Now, there are a lot of exceptions. Here's another one. Mashbiani aleichem, this man is making those two witnesses swear, kishetedu, when in the future you will know, li edus, for me, any kind of testimony to say, shatavoy vitiduni, that you should go ahead and you should testify in Beis Din. Now, they go ahead and they swear, and then let's say in a year from then, they have some kind of edus that they can say. Let's say, for example, he lends someone money, and then the person claims that he never lent them the money, right? And they were the witnesses to it. So now this shvua, this oath, now is chal. It actually is applying to that testimony that they can give, and it would seem that it's a false oath that they made. They sweared falsely. But hare elu pturim, they're pater from bringing a karban mipnei, because it doesn't work retroactively. It has to be that he's bringing them to Beis Din, he's making them swear about something that they already know, not something that they're going to know that they don't know yet. Mipnei shekadma shvua le'edus. The oath, the swearing came before the actual, what they watched, what they witnessed, to be able to bring him in Beis Din. So, their pater, yashar koach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.